to willfully get the mind towards to rise on the physical or the spiritual level. Can we have some aids? Yes. There is a concept of the point of concentration and the circle of concentration. The point of concentration means just focus on the sound of the holy name. And the sound of the holy name will elevate us upwards. But sometimes in our conditioned stage, we find the sound of the holy name too monotonous. So then we focus on the circle of concentration. That means around the point of the holy name, some things connected with Krishna. The mind says, hey, just focusing on the sound is extremely difficult. And then it just gives up and wanders all over the universe. Instead of letting it wander all over the universe, let it have something nearby. Have a picture of the deities, have a picture of our spiritual master, have a picture of, say, if you take an initiation, our initiation ceremony, or have some quotes about the holy name, have some verses glorifying the holy name, some, or have Tulsi Devi, something which, or even have some picture of Krishna performing a pastime that we connect with very nicely. And then what happens? Even the mind wanders, it goes over there. And you say, Krishna is, Draupadi called out to Krishna and Krishna came to protect her. That same Krishna I am calling out right now. So that way we can connect. Okay, now this, so the mind wanders in the circle, but within the circle, because it's connected with Krishna, the mind comes back. So we can have some aids like that, which are also devotional, even if they're not directly the holy name. Another thing which we could do is that the mind consciousness to go from the physical to the spiritual level. But sometimes the mind just goes off at its own level. In the mental, like the something comes on the TV, you just keep watching that. So when it is difficult to go to the spiritual, it is helpful to at least come back to the physical. That means sometimes some people are just too caught in their head. This person did like this, this person did like that, this person did that. Get out of your head, do something now. So sometimes, if our mind is wandering too much, just after a few rounds taking a break, and taking a few deep breaths, or if you're sitting and mind is wandering, just start walking, or just wash the face a little bit. Do something physical, which gets our consciousness at least out of the mental level. We want to go from the physical to the spiritual, but the mental can go off on its own track anywhere. And directly to go from the mental to the spiritual when it is difficult, then at least you get it back to the physical. Okay, then I remember, okay, I am in the temple, or I'm in a temple hall in my room, or I'm meant to be chanting right now. But then, I should try to be attentive. So when it is difficult to directly go to the physical, spiritual, getting the mind to the physical, especially physical where there are stimuli which reminds us of the purpose what we are doing over there, that can also help us. The mind is like a child. And mothers know that if a child is crying, there is no one formula. You cannot use every time the mother is crying, when the child is crying, the mother gives a toy. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. And it's every child is also different. One mother may say, I give my child a toy, it calms down. Other mother tries and it doesn't work. So all of us, we have our childlike mind. And we have to find out for ourselves what works with the mind. So what will be in the circle of concentration? What kind of break to the physical level will help us? So that is something which we have to resourcefully observe. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Instruction introduction that once we come to the mode of goodness, how to advance further will be revealed from within. So that's what happens for us. If we are trying to practice bhakti seriously, then we will ourselves understand what I can do to make sure that my mind stays on the track to Krishna. Okay? Thank you. Yes.